Interviews, conversations, a lot to listen to. Arroe.net, A-R-R-O-E.net. Let's do it. Let's play it forward. Real people, real stories, the struggle to play it forward. Episode number 275 is with voice actor Jeff Bergman, the voice of Bugs Bunny in Space Jam 2, and Yogi Bear in Jellystone on HBO Max.
Hey, Arroe, how are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Man, you are really on a major league role, and I want to talk about Jellystone so bad because you guys have humanized all of these characters that I've been watching my entire life.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited because I grew up with them like a lot of people did in the late 60s, early 70s. And they had their separate universes, but now they all kind of converge together in the town of Jellystone. So I'm excited for people to see this iteration of it.
Well, it's so fascinating because, I mean, these, you know, in the old days, you know, when you would have, you know, the characters and stuff like that, they had their individual cartoons. But now when you see them in all in one place, it's like, oh, my God, it's an entire city of these guys.
Yeah, it's a party. I mean, you know, because not everybody will recognize everybody. I do Wally Gator, Mr. Jinx, and Ranger Smith and Yogi Bear. But there's Captain Caveman, Jabberjaw, Augie Doggie. There's so many from the Hanna-Barbera library, and they all have different jobs. They all have different occupations. Yogi is a doctor, works at a hospital in Jellystone. So it's very silly, but it's a lot of fun.
Captain Caveman was the cartoon that we got on Sundays up in Montana. And that's what I loved. I always thought that they did that especially for kids because not everybody could wake up at 6 o'clock on Saturday mornings. Now, what is it like for you to be, I mean, Yogi Bear as well as, you know, all the characters that you're doing? I mean, to be Yogi Bear and then when you're in Space Jam, that, you know, that you're Bugs Bunny. I mean, is it tough to play different characters like that?
They're very different universes. Yogi Bear is smarter than any average bear and lives in the Jellystone universe.
And Bugs Bunny is a wily, waskily wabby.
Do you feel like Mel Blanks, or do you feel like that maybe Mel Blanks is moving through you?
Well, I'll tell you what, when I met him 40 years ago, I kind of try to keep that with me. That changed everything for me when I spent time with him. So he was the Jedi, the father of the voiceover industry. So without him, I wouldn't have a career, that's for sure.
What was that like for you to meet him in the way? Because I remember when I saw Casey Kasem for the very first time. And because in radio, you only assume you know what they look like. What was it like for you to see Mel Blanc up close and personal, knowing that he was the voice of all those people?
Well, it was really shocking in a way because a lot of people didn't know what Mel Blanc looked like. They just knew his voice. But I knew him because my parents were big fans of the Jack Benny Show, which was a show that was on in the 50s and 60s. And Mel Blanc would play, you know, different characters on that show. So I knew what he looked like right away. So I just was, you know, to me, he might as well have been the president of the United States. He was a big star in my mind.
When you perform today, do you find yourself getting closer to the writers in the way that, you know, that you participate with the scripts and everything like that? Or how do you do that? Because you bring these characters out so real.
Well, you know, sometimes a line really works very well. And other times you kind of have to like massage it a little bit and just bring it to life. And we tried so many things in Space Jam. You just never know. Like when we were shooting the ending of the film, the last scene of the film, we tried a lot of different things to see what kind of, you know, what's the most Bugs Bunny-ish kind of way to say it. But yet it represents that scene and that moment. It's the last scene of the film. So it's a lot of experimentation. You don't know necessarily what's ever going to work. I think that's kind of the scary part, but yet the fun of it, too.
Meeting Mel Blanc and him might as well have been the president at some point. And while he's got a lot of different voices in his bag, you've actually done the voice for several different presidents your own self, like Ronald Reagan, Donald Trump, Joe Biden. Is there a different mindset that it takes for you to put yourself into to perform something like that versus the place you come from when you're trying to do a Bugs Bunny for a scene?
Well, I mean, it is. It's very, very different because, you know, there's a lot of terrific things we did when I was president. And we all know who the real president is. And it was amazing. But they don't want to talk about it. But that's okay. It's okay. Very, very different. Very different.
That's a whole different thing right there.
So do you sit around just impersonating everything that you see on TV?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, kind of mock everything I see. You know, it's a great place to be because you don't have to take anything all that seriously.
Now, for it to be on HBO Max, Jellystone, I mean, this is cool in the way that, I mean, dude, you know what it was like when we were kids. We had to wait a week to see a brand new episode. But being on HBO Max, I mean, this sets it right out there for everybody to have some fun.
I think so. I think it's really going to be cool because if you haven't seen any Hanna-Barbera cartoons, it won't matter because they're so broad. They're so silly. The colors are really vibrant and the animation is a lot faster paced. But if you knew Huck and Yogi, you know, like in my age group or people a little younger than me, then you'll see the essences of those characters are really still there. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm hoping that people are really going to love it as much as we enjoyed recording.
You know, the Looney Tunes, they've been around for a really long time. And since 1930, and now we're in 2021, everybody knows who the Looney Tunes are. But how do you think that you specifically have kept, you know, Bugs alive and modernized him to appeal to this new generation?
Well, thanks to, I think, a lot of the writers in the different iterations. I mean, I did a series called The Looney Tunes Show years ago, and that's where Bugs and Daffy were, who were like the odd couple living in the suburbs together. So the writing was so much fun, but yet we always refer back to, you know, the origin. And I think that's kind of what keeps them the essence of, you know, who they are. I mean, Daffy is a very contemptible character, and Bugs is sort of, you know, wily and can kind of do anything. With his wits, so we always try to keep the essences of the characters as best as we can.
With Bugs Bunny in Space Jam, first of all, I think Bugs is like the star of that. I mean, I realize, you know, that LeBron James is in there, but my God, Bugs just really, you know, steals that movie. For you to have that leading role like that's got to be a pretty good spot for you, dude.
I'll tell you what, when I saw the film, I was shocked. I was crouching down in my seat thinking like, I hope this is really going to be good because you just never know until you see it. I hadn't seen it. So it was overwhelming. That's all I can say when I first saw it. And then I saw it a second time and then I really enjoyed it. I could just relax. So yeah, I was stunned. I don't know any other word that better describes it.
Well, it was the number one movie over the weekend. They pulled in the most money for the weekend. So, dude, hopefully this is the one that finally gets people back into the theaters and gets us, you know, all motivated to fall in love with fun.
Well, I hope so, Doc. I really, really do.
You got to come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
I'll be smarter than the average bear, especially on July 29th.